Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. The Packers set to face the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday night in the divisional round after the 49ers knocked off the Cowboys in Jerry World yesterday. Obviously, we'll be breaking it down all week long. Initial thoughts? See a lot of people online, a lot of Packers fans talking about, oh, the matchup, and they're so physical, and they've got this running game, and I get all that. No doubt about it. There's no question. You're playing in a divisional round football game. The other team's going to be good, no matter who it is. The Packers play their game. They play a clean game. They're going to win this, people. I can't handle all the boogeyman stuff going on already about Deebo Samuel, who's an amazing football player. Don't get it twisted. You know, this is pretty good. Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, David Bakhtiari, Kenny Clark, Jaire Alexander, who's probably going to be back, Za'Darius Smith, he's a pretty good football player. The Packers play their game, they win this football game. Other than that, great to have a weekend of football. We've still got one night of wild card weekend left tonight, the Cardinals facing the Rams. Speaking of which, I want to give a shout-out to our good friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. Oh, yeah, we got the new big logo. Look at them. Come on, get yourself the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You know you'll want to download it, people. Do it. You know, you can download right now. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download using code Cheesehead. The promo code is Cheesehead, people. You can still bet on this game tonight. The playoffs are here. DraftKings Sportsbook kicking things off with a monster offer. You can get 56-1 odds for tonight's game. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team that you choose is victorious. That's right. Bet just $5 and you can win $280 in free bets. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at $1 million in their fantasy app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use promo code Cheesehead to get 56-1 odds on tonight's game. You want to do it, people. Do it. Love it. Learn it. The Packers, speaking of odds, open as 5.5-point favorites over the 49ers. We'll see if that line moves whatsoever during the week. Obviously, I think injury news may do that. Clearly, the 49ers will be holding their breath on Joey Bosa, who missed a good chunk of yesterday's game after taking some friendly fire and leaving the game with a concussion. He'll undoubtedly be in the protocol all week, and we'll see if and when he is released from that and is able to partake in Saturday night's game. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for joining me here on Packers Daily. Let's take a look at all these super chats that are like piling up. David, thanks for the super chat. I understand the raw emotions right after a game, but Dax, credit to them, comments on fans pelting refs is a tough look. Heat of the moment stuff, I don't really put that on him at all. I know, yes. Is it awful that people were throwing stuff? No question about it. There's no place for it. I don't look to Dak Prescott as my moral guidance in this regard. He's really pissed he just lost a playoff game. The last thing I care about is his thoughts on fans throwing stuff on the field. It's not for him to say. It's not for him to be asked, really. It's none of his, you know, he's just lost a football game in the worst, most excruciating way possible. I mean, yeah, if he's thinking about all of that and then someone asks him about stuff, people throwing stuff at the refs, especially considering the way the game ended, of course he's going to say credit to them. I think if you got him some truth serum deep down a couple weeks away from the game, he thought about it truly, yeah, he's probably going to say, yeah, it's probably out of bounds. But last night, I don't care what he said. I truly don't. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. In the words of the Cowardly Lion, I'm a scared. Well, you shouldn't be. Don't be. Champions fear no one. Respect all, fear none, in the words of great late Bum Phillips. Jano, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks for the support. Is he out for sure? Could he pass protocols by Saturday? Carl, no, he very well could pass protocols by Saturday. He's not out by any stretch of the imagination. Jeff, thank you for the super sticker. Very much appreciate it. Thank you for the super chat. Cheeto, thanks for the super chat. It's time to watch the annual Skip Bayless Wawa show featuring the number one hit single, If It Weren't for the Refs, We Would Have Won. Man, why do you pay attention to Skip Bayless? The only time I ever even hear about Skip Bayless is when other humans bring him up. I have cut him out of my life. I highly recommend you do so as well. John, thanks for the super chat. Fans need to stop having PTSD about past playoff games with San Francisco with players who aren't playing any longer. In the words of 12, R-E-L-A-X. Go Pack Go. I hear you, John, but, you know, those memories are fresh in people's minds. I understand it. It's human nature, right? I choose to think back to the 90s when the Packers would just whoop up on the 49ers in the playoffs all the time. That's where my head's at. But I understand your mileage may vary. I think it's understandable why Packers fans get nervous about facing the 49ers or playoff games in general, given the way the Packers have exited from the playoffs the last decade or so. Alex, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Will there be a media meeting with Coach today? I suspect so. I haven't gotten anything in my inbox yet. Let me take a quick look here. See if they've sent it already. Nope, nothing yet. But traditionally, yeah, we should get Matt today. Now that, you know, their playoff opponent is set, game is set for Saturday, I would think we'd get availability today, but I'm not sure. But I suspect we will. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. No one is worried about the 49ers A.J. Dillon feast. Man, I tell you what, this is a game where I would love to see A.J. Dillon get the rock about, you know, 14, 15 times on the ground. Do I think that's going to happen? No, but I'd love to see it. That would be a phenomenal approach. Jano, thanks for the super chat. Defer or receive the kickoff? Ooh, good question. I would probably receive because I think the best way to beat this 49ers team is to get a lead. The quicker you do that, the better. But I know Matt and Aaron will most likely want to defer. They love trying to get that double up, love getting the ball at the start of the second half, which I understand. Man, I love it too. But this is a game, the longer you let them hang around and run the ball, the harder it's going to be. And I think if you can get points on the board right away, make them chase it a little bit right from the get-go, I think you're going to be in a better spot. So we'll see, you know, what happens on Saturday night, but that's where I would go. That's how I would go approach it. But I suspect they'll defer if they win the toss. Fred, thanks for the super chat. I might be biased, but the weekend's games just didn't live up to the playoff hype. Well, you've got these, you know, extra teams now. They wanted to create Super Wild Card Weekend. I think tonight's game is going to be awesome. To couple with, I think the 49ers Cowboys game was crazy entertaining. But yeah, you know, the Chiefs Steelers, everyone knew that was going to be unwatchable for the most part. You knew the Eagles had little to no shot against the Buccaneers. It's all about eyeballs, and the NFL got them. You know, I have zero doubt we'll see, if it's not out already, viewership numbers through the roof, unquestionably. I mean, we were all sat in front of our televisions watching these games all weekend long, even though many of them weren't thrilling. It's all good. I understand it from the NFL standpoint. We're going to watch regardless, so why not expand the field, right? I hear you. It's some of it was like watching paint dry, but it's football, and we've only got a certain number of games until, you know, God, they were advertising college basketball yesterday. I'm all for March Madness. I get it, but man, the long stretch of the offseason is upon us. It's close at hand, people. Soak it all in. I don't care if it's a, you know, Chiefs beat down to the Steelers. Only so many more of those to go until we're in the great stretch of the offseason. Padamir, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, I know some fans are having PTSD from 19, but we will now have Z69 and Sol for this one. Jimmy G has never played at Green Bay before. I like the odds. I mean, to me, that's a big part of it, right? Garoppolo, his tendency to put the ball in jeopardy. We saw it twice yesterday, probably a couple more times than that. The Cowboys clearly took two of them. In the cold, Aaron Rodgers clearly has the advantage here as far as having played in those elements, knows how to take care of the football. You give him a few more chances on some turnovers from Jimmy G, and it's a wrap in my mind. But, yeah, I do think that's a significant advantage for the Packers. There's no doubt about it. Now, that said, in the playoffs, especially, you know, obviously road teams, much like the Packers did in 2010, what travels is running games and defenses. And the 49ers certainly have both. Now, their secondary is their weakness. And the Packers, with Aaron Rodgers, should be able to distribute the football and take advantage of it in a way I think Dak probably couldn't yesterday. But, you know, that running game for the 49ers is legit. And that will undoubtedly keep them in the game. So I do think Jimmy G is at a disadvantage here, but that is most likely why he will not be asked to do as much as he was yesterday. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Saw Jerome Boger at Kroll's. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't tell me. Don't tell me Jerome Boger is going to Green Bay. I can't handle it. I don't need this early on Monday, man. Nope, Brian, I didn't even see that. I don't want to know about it. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Jimmy G throws more than 20 times equals Packers win. Most likely. I mean, what did he throw, 12 times in the NFC Championship game in 19? And they ran all over it. Ian, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, good morning from Puerto Rico. What's up? Good morning from New York City. In your opinion, what is the key in stopping the outside zone run scheme of the 49ers? Gap discipline. Because the big problem, especially with Mitchell, I mean, he is a really talented runner. And don't forget, he wasn't there when the Packers played them in week 3. He was dealing with a shoulder injury back then. He is very, very adept at finding the creases in that zone running scheme. And to me, you saw that opening drive. I mean, what a masterclass from Kyle Shanahan. I mean, I think all but one of their plays, I believe, went for over 10 yards. I mean, that's first down per play clip on that opening drive. And it wasn't anything crazy, but they took advantage of the backers. They took advantage of their keys. And to me, that's the whole thing with that outside zone for the 49ers. They use a lot of window dressing, obviously, to get your eyes in the wrong spot, get you to take some false steps. But man, you just have to be disciplined in your gaps, especially now. Clearly Devondre Campbell is a step up from anything the Packers have had in the past decade or so at the inside backer position. He and Barnes are going to have to be in lockstep and not overrun things, because Mitchell can take advantage of a backside cut, kind of like Aaron Jones. He is not dissimilar in that regard. So to me, that is the big thing, because I don't think, yes, they can get outside. No doubt about it. You're going to have your safeties crashing down. You're going to need your corners to hold up against their wide receivers, who are good run blockers. But the whole key to me is where they really do their damage is when Mitchell and Samuel find that backside cut. And you have got to stay disciplined, and you've got to be ready for it. Whether it's the backers, whether it's the backside end, whoever that might be, they have got to stay disciplined, because that is where they do a lot of their damage. So I would say that would be a big, big key. Jim, thanks for the super chat. To listen to the chatter, San Francisco is the greatest 7-loss team to walk the earth. Well, Jim, they're playing really well. Don't forget, when the Packers beat them, that sent them on their way to probably their worst stretch of the season. I think they lost 3 in a row. Obviously, there were a lot of questions around the team, and they've really rallied. They've really turned it around. They've won like 8 of 9 or 8 of 10 in the last couple months. So they are playing very, very solid football. They're good football. And I'll keep saying it, man. Run game and a defense. That's what travels in the playoffs. And the 49ers got it. So they are deserving of all the praise they're getting. Rihanna, thanks for the super chat. In the words of Devontae Adams, if you're scared, go to church. Just do what you've got to do. Amen to that. If you're scared, go to church. I love it. We got a t-shirt like that, of that, in the Cheesehead TV shop. Check it out. Oh, boy. Sandy, come on, fans. Where's your Packer faith? We've got this. Sandy knows what's up. Sandy's holding it down. That's what I like to hear. Jeff, thank you for the super chat. The psychology of negativism. If it goes bad, I told you so. If we win, I'm pleasantly surprised. Respect everyone. Fear no one. I hear you, Jeff. And it is true. I know it's a hard line to walk, right? Especially we've got a lot of fans who are analysts now in the world of the Packers blogosphere or what have you. So I respect people who break down the film and look at the matchups and say, oh, this is a tough one for the Packers. Because, yeah, it is. No question about it. And we've spent the whole year watching the Packers, right? Down in and down out. Anyone here has undoubtedly watched every single down of every single game. So we know where all the kind of nitpicks are when it comes to the Packers, right? When you watch a team like the 49ers, you haven't watched them all year. You haven't watched every down. So you don't see the cumulative effect of all the problems and the vulnerabilities and the errors. You only see, oh, wow, they're winning some games. Oh, they got a good running game. Oh, gosh, I'm kind of nervous. I understand that. That's human nature, right? But if you step back and look 30,000 feet at both these teams, the Packers are clearly more talented, have a much better quarterback, playing at home off a week rest, completely healthy or as close to it as possible. I think the big question mark this week will be MVS with that back, see how he does. This is a game they should win, no question about it. but they've got to play their game. So, I mean, I get it. I totally get why people kind of go there, right? It's understandable. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Morning, go Pack go. Let's beat the Niners. Can't wait. That's my guy, Brad. What's up, buddy? Good to see you. Thanks so much. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Lucky for us, Jimmy G will give Douglas a pass or two. Give me all the smoke with Rasul Douglas taking one to the house against Jimmy G. I am all in on that. I can't wait. Accidental Hero, good morning. You understand what MM was trying to do after the fake punt? I've never seen a fake punt followed by a delay of game. What a buzzkill. What the fuck? No one snatches defeat out of the jaws of victory like Mike McCarthy. That is possibly, maybe along with the attempted picket fence thing that the Colts tried a couple years ago against the Patriots, but possibly the dumbest sequence I've ever seen on a football field, on an NFL football field anyway. I mean, you have this great moment of converting on a fake punt, and then you completely waste the momentum and the fact that you just converted and you extended the drive by trying to get the 49ers to call a timeout. They're shaking in their shoes because the punt team's still out there. What? It's possibly the dumbest thing I've ever seen in an NFL football field. No question about it. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Jimmy's a liability, but that O-line tight end group is strong. No question about it, Brett. Absolutely. And that's why, as I said earlier, I think this is a week where if you win the toss, you take that football and you try and drive and get some points on the board right away. Get them chasing it from the start. Because the sooner you put a couple scores on the board, get a two-score lead, etc., the more they have to start throwing the football, the better that is for the Packers, obviously. Now, that's very easily said, much harder to actually accomplish. But, yeah, no doubt, they come to play up front. They know how to run the fucking ball. No question about it. Chris, thanks for the super chat. You know a good way to make them chase early? A Rasul Douglas pick six in the first drive. Also have King match up with Kittle. It's interesting how little Kittle saw the ball yesterday. I think he was targeted three times with one catch. Obviously, they really lucked out on that the fumble. That was not a fumble because he didn't catch it. But, yeah, I was really shocked at how little Kittle was involved yesterday. I suspect they will want to utilize him in the passing game a lot more against the Packers. Packers have not been great against tight ends for the most part, majority of the year. I think that is a matchup Kyle will probably look to exploit. Thomas, thanks for the super chat. What up with the new returner, Moore? Good question. Well, he's still in the practice squad. Far as I know, I believe he's off the COVID list, so they could bring him up for a second time for game day. We'll see. We'll talk to Matt hopefully today, if not today, then on Wednesday. But I suspect he'll be the returner over Amari Rodgers on Saturday night, but we shall see. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Packers reckoning tour begins now. That's what I like to hear. I sense you're thinking that the Packers win on Saturday night and then the Buccaneers beat whoever wins tonight's game so that they exercise the demon of the 49ers and then get Brady and company in Lambeau for the NFC Championship game and exercise that demon. It's never been about revenge. It's about a reckoning. I like it, Stanley. I like where your head's at. How do you stop Deebo Samuel? It's a good question, Callum. No question about it. He's very talented. And the way Kyle is utilizing him as a running back is extraordinary. Again, it comes back to what I was talking about earlier with the zone scheme. You got to stay disciplined. You can't overrun things. You can't lose your keys. You can't fall for the eye candy. Now, some of it is just they're lining up. Yesterday, one play against the Cowboys, they lined up in an offset eye and just ran power. The key is discipline, getting off your blocks, not letting things rupture. But, you know, he's going to get his. Don't get it twisted. He is super talented, and they have a really good scheme, and he is going to gain yards. There's no shutting him down, so to speak, unless there's some miracle like the Packers had back in the day when they kept Barry Sanders to -2 yards in Lambeau, which is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. Shout out to Fritz Schirmer. But he's going to get his, you know. You just have to stop the bleeding. You can't allow him to get cheap yards. To me, that's a big, big key. When you arrive, you hold on. You wrap up. He is a big physical guy, and he bounces off arm tackles. He bounces off those shoulder hits. You got to wrap up. make sure he does not get more yards after contact than necessary. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Excited for third and Cobb. It always brings a smile. I can't wait. I hope Randall's out there. There's no guarantee he will be. I know he's been practicing, and that's very exciting, but, man, those core muscle injuries are no joke. And it's shocking that he's already back on the practice field, or has been for a couple weeks. But, man, I hope so. I hope he's able to play, because that would be awesome to see Randall Cobb in a Packers playoff game in Lambeau Field. I mean, did we ever think we'd see that again? It's nuts. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Morning, sir. Are you coming to 1265 for this game? Kroll's baby, travel safe. Puppy and Pappy's fun. No, sir. I will be having a lone, all alone watch party in the podcast room here in New York City at the LiveX Studios. So if you are anywhere in the world other than Lambeau Field on Saturday night, please join me right here on Cheesehead TV, because I will be watching the game by myself. Corey's going to the game. So I need everyone to hang out with. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jano, thanks for the super chat. Little Wayne coming, you think? He needs to rev the fans up. I mean, everyone talks about playoff curses and all this stuff, and no one mentions the fact that they always, you know, end up losing when he makes a new song and hopping on the bandwagon. I know he's a Packers fan. I get it. But, man, I'll never, ever forgive him for cheering for the Saints back in the day. And I know he's from that area. I get it. Man, you got to be ride or die. Can't just hop on a Saints bandwagon because they're doing well and the Packers are out of the playoffs. I'm kidding. It'd be dope if he made a new song and showed up at Lambeau. No question. Pony package incoming. Robin, I hope so. Oh, give me all of the smoke with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in the backfield together. I would love that. Matt, thanks for the super chat. One, DraftKings is the shit. Two, we will have our hands full, and I love it. Let's beat everyone at their best. Now that's what I'm talking about. Couldn't agree more, Matt. 1,000%. Alex, thanks for the super chat. NFL said Boger is done for the year after Cincy. Yeah, he should be. I hope so. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Have to think Matt LaFleur is all about this game. You think? Yes, sir. I think he all about it regardless. But yes, the fact that he's going up against Kyle in the playoffs after the frosty handshake. Oh, give me all the drama. I love it. Luke, what's up, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. Happy Monday, Nags. Hope the family's doing great. That's all. Thanks for carrying the G, and go Pack Go. Right back at you, Luke. Hope you guys are doing well out there. Mickey, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, the gang from Tuesday Bar and Grill want to know when Perry Goldstein, Maggie Loney, and Brandy Lewis will be on the watch party. We'll do that next year. No doubt about it. Won't happen during the playoffs, but we will get them all together for it. Although, you know, I will say, I told Perry she could come on a watch party, like, remotely one time, but she does studio only appearances. Most hated Minnesotan. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Glad to catch you live today. Nags don't normally make it on a Monday. I love this matchup and can't seem to figure out why anyone doesn't love our chance. Well, because they've got recent history to look back on and watch how the Packers have screwed things up in the past. I don't think that's a mystery. And I think, you know, it's a physical run game. The Packers have looked suspect against the run as of late. So I get it. I understand it. Uncultured, thank you for the super chat. How have I not seen that commercial with Coach Matt before? It's a pancreas, should be used in an audible. I think they just released it recently. I know he shot it over the offseason. That's fun stuff. And he was really good. Better actor than Mike, I'll tell him that. Chris, thanks for the super chat. The story is right here. Beat the Niners, who beat us in 2019, and then beat the Bucks, who beat us in 2020. It's a storybook, Nags. Our turn. From your chat to the football god's ears. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Cobb told Larry he's 100% ready to go. Well, that's great. Devontae Adams told the media he was all ready to go and ready to play week 4 against Atlanta last year. History is littered with guys telling the media, yeah, I'm ready to go. Doesn't matter what the guy says. It matters what Doc McKenzie says. I'm for it. Don't get me wrong. Hope Cobb is out there. But what Cobb says to media types doesn't mean a whole lot. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Bring in Ryan Grant again this weekend. I'd love that. It's hard when people are remote, but I would love that. Ryan's the man. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Let's get genuine to push for the pony package. Adrian, thanks for the super chat. Should we employ a similar game plan to the one we used versus Tennessee last year? I think that's a very good idea. I think lots of A.J. Dillon is always good for the soul. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Like I said, hopefully we'll get Matt later today. If not, we'll hear from him most likely tomorrow or Wednesday. Thank you so much for watching. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Jim, under the wire with a super chat. Pretty sure Walter White was talking about Green Bay. We are not in danger. We are the danger. I like it, Jim. I like it. Thanks, everybody. Hit like, hit subscribe, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.